Freddie, picture this. It's a thirsty Thursday. I head to Fulham to see some old school friends. It's not my first choice, but actually Fulham's not a bad place for a bit of lash. I'm walking down the King's Road. I'm wearing my Chelsea boots, tight black jeans, a deep V, and my Rab jacket. I turn the corner, and all of a sudden I bump into Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and he's like, mate, and I'm like, mate, and he's like, mate, and I'm like, listen, mate, it's actually all about more lash, 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 more lash. We scoot on down to Parsons Green to the White Horse. We walk in there and I get on the beers. And I'm walking back to the table and Langers is by this time really excited to be with Archie Cousin, who's nearly got 40,000 followers on Instagram. And he gets up on the table. I said, Jamie, wait, just remember, it's all about more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Suddenly, everyone in the bar realises it's Archie Cousin and Jamie Lang. They're not that worried about Jamie Lang because they see him quite a lot, but Archie Cousin, CEO of Clapham, is in Fulham, and a lot of them follow me because they're all privately educated and they love my banter. The whole bar is buzzing. Everyone forgets about social distancing. They're all on their feet getting beers, gin and tonic, and Spring Angel. And everybody starts singing, more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush, more lush. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. It's actually quite sad because Langers leaves because actually I get way more attention than him. And then suddenly E4 on the line saying, we want to make Made in Clapham. It's just such good banter.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rig Biz Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2. We hope you enjoyed last week with Foden, and we are back with an even more, if you could say so, incredible guest in Mr. Jamie Lang. Were you watching
him? Yes. Were you watching? Onside! Onside! Chat!
Archie, were you watching?
Mate, a number of people got back to me about that last week. There's people just absolutely loving that bit of new banter coming out of me.
It is quite good. Were you watching Jamie on Strictly on Saturday night?
No, mate, I was out. I was out. You know, no matter what they say about, you know, all these tier one, tier two, tier three, it just basically means you've got to lash outside. And I'm adaptable. I can lash anywhere, especially outside.
So were you wearing your sort of Patagonia big jackets and like, oh, so your Rab jacket?
Wearing my Rab. I was out just having a few tinnies with the boys on Clapham Common. It's not as good as the summer because it gets very dark and you can't really see much, but still a cracky night. Went for a few of the Triangle Terror, but then headed onto the Common about 10:30 p.m. and just sat out there with the boys. Took the pill with us and had a few tinnies. It was bloody good fun, actually.
Well, that could be a new...
Took me back to being at boarding school.
That could be a new business idea for the sort of lockdown rugby ball with a light in so you can play throughout the night on the Common.
Write that down.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, actually. And how's business going? I mean, obviously, people are worried, but everything going okay
for
you?
Yeah, business is strong, business is strong. I had some really good banter with one of the guys in my office where we just trying to make things fun. So we had this competition, me and a guy, one of my colleagues, Hugo, and we just tried to see who could get the most client calls in the space of 2 hours, and then the loser had to buy the winner a grenade bar. It was just such good office banter.
Who won?
Hugo won. Hugo, to be fair, he absolutely melted the phones. Absolutely melted the phones.
And how's your
His fingers were going a bit like when my chat is on the podcast. It's like banter.
And how's your LinkedIn going? I mean, a lot of people are
LinkedIn is going well, mate. Yeah. Got a lot of new connections. People are absolutely loving it. It is fascinating. Anything I turn my hand to, yeah, I'm just a success. I honestly think if I went into professional rugby right now, I could probably get into that England squad with the momentum I've got.
Have you heard anything back from the Barbers?
Not yet. But I have
games in 10 days, so yeah, you're probably not going to be in it.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. Someone could drop out. I will catch up with Tanya, my PA, tomorrow, just see if anything's come in my sort of personal inbox. I don't really deal with my emails. That's Tanya's job.
Well, talking about someone who's lucky enough to have a sort of PA because they're so incredibly busy, Mr. Jamie Lang is our guest on the podcast today. Yeah. How excited are you to chew the fat with him?
Yeah, mate, looking forward to it. You know, I've always said I don't mind the Made in Chelsea guys, but they're all quite skinny stacked. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I worry what their banter is going to be like, but I'm looking forward to it. Langers, Seems like a good boy.
Successful entrepreneurs with their own businesses. Love sport. Yeah, love the girls.
But yeah, like I said, he's skinny stacked, Fred. You know, he hasn't really grafted like I've grafted to carve out this absolutely magnificent chasse.
Well, I think we should get him on.
Yeah, I think, you know what? This podcast is not just for the chassis, but it's also for the chassisettes. Commercial break.
So, guys, we're incredibly happy to announce that Beaufort and Blake are back for another week.
Once again, you guys come back.
Are looking good in your Beaufort and Blake
kit. Money is rolling in, Freddie.
I have actually noticed a lot more Beaufort and Blake wearers in Clapham. Have you seen the city as well
on
Fridays?
That would be because of me, yeah. Influencer. I'm influencing people on what to wear.
But on the Dress Down Fridays, are you still seeing guys actually changing their look?
In my office, it's a big hit.
Beaufort and Blake everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. We honestly, I've been trying to get hold of the guys from Beaufort and Blake because I think there's actually a deal to be made of sponsoring our office, almost like a match kit, like a kit
sponsor.
Yeah,
that's not actually too bad idea. Maybe even for the Falcons for the coming season.
Maybe. But you know what? It is just bloody good chat. Yeah. For the bake.
Well, it seems like they're selling out their stuff pretty well.
It's just so money.
But one thing, they seem to be shipping quite a lot of those, and I've got a pair which I actually bought because they decided not to send me something because you're the talent.
Listen, first and foremost, all the stash comes to me.
Yeah.
Okay, and if I know stash I don't want, then I'll probably give it to Weta. If Weta doesn't want it, you can have it.
Okay, well, sadly, I had to buy my own, but it was worth every single penny.
Mate, those boxes.
I got the Twickenham boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
With the real rugby players on.
Yeah, yeah. And awesome. Mate, the boxes are just such funny banter. The one with the rugby players is good. I was wearing the ones yesterday with the cheese on them, all the different cheeses, which is really good because at the end of the day, I was just looking at my quads. And then I just started, my attention went to the cheeses. And it's just great. You sit there for like a good half an hour thinking about what's your favorite cheese to eat. And it's just all there. In your boxer shorts.
Well, that is incredible. So, guys, if you want to get 15%...
Actually, Freddie.
Yeah?
Here's a little bit of C.H.A.T. for the listeners. Guys, seriously, get on the Beaufort and Blake website and go buy some boxer shorts. If you take a photo, the most banterous photo, you send it to me. And if it's seriously good banter, the most banterous one, I'll bring you on the pod for the last episode.
You're going to bring him on the podcast?
We can have a bit of chat, yeah.
You're going to bring... Okay.
Yeah, it's a good competition to be had.
All right, guys. So you heard it here first.
But seriously, guys, go and buy it because, you know, if you don't, then they're not going to come back again. You know, we're giving you this for free.
Yeah, it's true.
Least you can do... Guys, you're getting 15% off. I mean, that's an absolute steal. If you can't afford it, then you shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
So, guys,
if you don't, turn it off now. Take a pause.
You're not going to hear any Jamie's chat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If you can't afford it, jog on, mate.
Okay. Well, you've got your instructions from the CEO, the CCO, the Mayor of Clapham here. Go on the Beaufort and Blake website and get 15% off all your orders with the code RIGBIZ15. And then if you get your boxes or even your shirts or jumpers, tag... What?
It'd be quite funny if instead of our code RIGBIZ15, if they just put like BANTER15.
It just wouldn't work though.
Right, why not?
Because they've just set up one code.
All right. Yeah. Still, it'll be quite good. See if it works.
Well, guys, yeah. As you can see if that works,
I'm going to try it tonight.
Go RIGBIZ15 on checkout and get 15% off all your Beaufort and Blake stuff. Get involved in the competition and just treat yourself to the best autumnal look possible. Archie, are you ready?
Mate, just give me 2 seconds. Touch. Pause. Engage. Let's go.
So, Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. You possess all that Archie craves, a stunning girlfriend, a successful business empire, over 800,000 followers on Instagram, and a wonderfully celebrated series of podcasts. Also, you're just about to take part in the biggest show on TV in Strictly. But before we get there, firstly, you know, before we kick off and really delve into your life, have you ever listened to the RIGBIZ pod?
You know what I have? I'm going to be totally honest. I haven't listened to it yet, but I was told about it. I'm aware of it.
I think you're going to enjoy it. Let me just ask you a few key questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you own a bomber jacket?
I don't own one anymore. I used to own one, but I own one in the countryside.
Okay, yeah. That correct answer. That's above board answer.
Okay, good.
Do you know your way around a kettlebell?
I do more than most. I think okay. I do. Yeah.
Strong. That's some pretty good chat. And and obviously we know you're into business, right? You like making coin.
I try. I think I like business. Yeah, I think I enjoy it.
Mate, you're in safe hands. I think. Really
I'm in safe hands. Thank God, guys. Yeah, I'm enjoying.
You're
that.
Really going to enjoy the C.H.A.T chat.
Jamie, you've just moved into new flat with Sophie, who's absolutely gorgeous, by the way. But how's lockdown been for you guys? And surely there's a lot of pressure on you to be on sort of wonderful form in the new boudoir to christen it with such a gorgeous lady.
Hey, listen, you would think that, but I think once you go out we've been dating for a year now. So once you date for a year, you kind of get to the point where you're a bit, you sort of, that magic sometimes goes. So you kind of have to really warm it up. So we moved into our new place, which is lovely. It's amazing. It's great. We love it. But we need to work on the magic at the moment. That's what we need to work on. I think lockdown kind of ruined that for us a little bit.
That's why I've decided never to have a girlfriend. I just want to stay free and single.
I mean, Archie, do you not have a girlfriend? That surprises me.
No, mate. I don't know how much you know about me, Langers, but I'm CEO of Clapham and also the chief chat officer. Been based in Clapham for the last 15 years, captain and number 10 for the Clapham Falcons. And when you have that sort of title and respect, there is no point in having a girlfriend. I'm sure. Have you been to Inferno's?
I've been to Inferno's. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I've been there before.
Then you realize why I'm not in a relationship. It's one of the best places ever.
Jamie.
Yeah, go.
I want to take you back to your Summerfield days. I actually went to Cart Hill and you were sort of our arch rival. But anyhow, what are your memories of being shipped to school at such a tender age as 8, I believe? Did it take a while to adapt to boarding life? Were you an emotional wreck or were you sort of leading from the front, a young lad ready to venture forth?
Yeah, do you know what? I was trying to leave from the front, but I was still one of these guys. I was dropped off at boarding school at 8 years old. And because I was a bit erratic and things like that, I didn't understand the concept of boarding school. I didn't understand it. So I arrived there and I got shown around the school and it was like, okay, we're going to boarding school. I'm going to the school. Anyway, at the end of the day came and my mum wasn't there. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Where's my mum gone? And I was given a number and I was like, holy shit, this sucks. And I still remember to this day, my very first night, I was lying in bed next to a guy called Pelham Groom. He wasn't lying in bed with me. He was lying in the next door bed. And he woke up in the middle of the night. It wasn't in the middle of the night because our bedtime was like 6:30. It must have been like 10 p.m. Woke up and screamed, Mommy! And still to this day, I'm shocked that I was sent to boarding school so young. 8 years old.
I was sent to Cheltenham College Junior School at the age of 7. So we've got quite a lot of similarities.
Seven, Archie is so young.
Yeah, I remember that day quite clearly. My parents were having quite a big argument. And I remember my dad, I don't know who he was talking about, but it must have been about one of the animals or the dog. But he said, well, they can fucking have him. And I remember he... He put me in the car and he was listening to AC/DC, smoking a cigarette. And those days,
to AC/DC.
You could drink while you drove, or he was. And then we just arrived at the school gates. He went to the boot and he threw my bags out of the boot onto the doorstep, put me there and said, you'll be okay, son, and left me. And, you know, that's what I really respect about guys, tough love. And that actually brought me on to be the person I am today.
And at least he called you son. That's a moment of love right there. You got that kind of moment that you're probably after, that he called you son.
I am. I mean, unfortunately, these days he doesn't. And it's a matter of respect. He doesn't really like me calling him dad. He likes me to call him by his first name, Alistair. So, Alistair, if you're listening, I don't think he listens to this. Freddie, does he?
No, I don't think he does. Jamie, do you ever think back to those days at prep school? I mean, I always do. And go, you know, God, what a weird incident that was. How incredibly odd. I mean, there were different times, but why didn't I question that sort of unfolding, you know, that sort of feeling or that weird experience? What are your weirdest recollections from those times at Summerfields?
I have lots of weird times that I never questioned.
It's time to question them, Jamie.
Yeah, probably lots of it revolves around swimming. Swimming was quite weird at that time. It was all quite odd. We used to get into these weird swimming trunks, and then there was always the rumor that if you didn't have your swimming trunks, I don't know why you wouldn't have your swimming trunks. If you didn't have your swimming trunks, you would have to swim naked, which I don't really understand. So there were weird things like that. What was something that really weird that happened?
That sounds like a rugby tour last year.
What happened on that, Archie?
Well, no, it's just similar rules. If you forgot your swimming trunks, you'd have to swim naked. It's just kind
why
of
are you
kind of
swimming rugby on rugby tour? What are you swimming? Where are you swimming?
We love like if we see a lake on rugby tour, we pull over, we just get in our budgie smugglers and just get into the river. It's just tradition. But it can be quite dangerous. We have had some fatalities. But let's keep this light.
Can you remember sort of the early stage mobile phones when internet wasn't really a thing, but you could just get on like the Vodafone 3G early stage app and everyone would sort of download incredibly slow porn on their phone? Or maybe that was slightly
Before your time. I was back in the day when we had porn mags. So I remember a guy called Will Hawkins had a porn mag and it was all scrumpled up and we just kept looking at it in the changing room. I was bought my first porn mag at the age of 8 years old. 8 years old.
By who?
I was bought my first by my friend's father.
Oh, good. It's a lovely gift.
Yeah, it's a lovely gift.
I rate that chat. I actually think if I have kids, that's the way I'll go. I'll say, look, don't get on the internet. Here's a mag. Knock yourself out.
Archie, do you think Alistair would buy you a porn mag?
Me and Alistair have watched porn once before, and it was a strange experience. It was a Christmas again. I think I was probably about 9 or 10, and that was a bad time for him. He just got rid of my stepmom, and we were just me and him at Christmas. And I remember we went for a Wimpy. A local Wimpy. We brought it back. We had chips, and then we watched porn together. And he was just—I think that's where him teaching me about women. And to be fair, it taught me everything I need to know now, because that's the way I make love. It's hard and fast, and I do a lot of slapping.
Jamie, Archie often looks back fondly at the feathers ball. You know, now we're looking at memories. Yeah. In fact,
I hopefully, fingers crossed, going this year.
He only stopped officially going a couple of years ago when he turned 30, but he looks to be going back again. He loved it that much. What are your memories of sort of chirping ladies at the age, of what was it, 11, 12, 13? I mean, obviously you went to Summerfield followed by Radley, two old boys' school. Mm. We'll get to Radley shortly, but feathers, capital VIP. Were you a smooth operator? You know, did you have much success on the D floor?
Yeah, so I went to the Feathers Ball. When I started Radley, I went to the Feathers Ball, and I must have been 30. I must have been, what was I, 14 years old? Mm. So when I went 14 years old, and it was one of these experiences where I think I went and snogged. I think it was something like 22 girls. I think
that was good numbers.
Was that good numbers?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. It was one of these places that you went to and you just try to snog as many people as you could. And
that's also my ratio in Infernos.
Well, you snog 22 girls a night?
Yeah. Roughly.
And so, it was one of these amazing places that you kind of just, that weirdly experienced. And I'm sure lots of things were passed around in terms of kissing diseases. And it was a pretty magical time, and it was the best time. And also back then we had like no social media, and we had pagers and Tamagotchis, and that's all we kind of had. And so now it's totally different.
You could get into Tatler there. That was the big game. That was the big game.
And the bystander at the back.
Yeah. And that was, I was in there a few times, and that really got my cred up in Cornwall and Polzeath. When I was there with the boys trying to have the fights with the Harrow boys and David Bay. By the way, guys, I haven't forgotten about that. If I see you in the city, you're mine. I've got to say, Feathers Ball is decent. It's still good, mate. It's still good. The reason I've gone back over the last couple of years, I realised that there's some really good LinkedIn connections to be had. Not maybe from the kids, but the parents.
So you go to the Feathers to get the links with the parents?
LinkedIn, connections. Yeah. Just to, it's more a BD, business development operation for me now. I go there as a chaperone. But the chat is still good. The kids have still got some seriously good bands. There's a lot of good chat actually. But then I go to chaperone, and a lot of the parents are doing pretty well. I spoke to a guy called Henry, but we got on really well. And he actually asked me to call him Bucky. So that's how well we are getting on. And Bucky, he worked in private equity and I managed to, fingers crossed, November, I think I've got a little luncheon at the Ned with him. So look, it's a great place. Highly recommend it. If you're looking to do some business development, earn a bit of coin, head to Feathers. That's your tip for you, Jamie. And also,
it's taken. If you don't think of what I don't understand is if you don't have a kid and you don't have a ticket, how do you get into the building?
Yeah, well, again, they know me. They know me from the years I was there. I was quite a big name. And it's mainly like I'm a guest of honor. I go there. if kids are doing something they shouldn't be doing, then I just say, listen, guys, you don't want to be doing that. You know, I've never touched any of that. I look at me. I'm a semi-pro rugby player working in the city. I've got a six-figure basic salary. I've got a pad in Clapham. I regularly go skiing. I also play golf in Vadalobo. And I have been to I've been to Greece a few times as well, the Pellegrini Club. So, and then you know, put them on the straight and narrow.
How many times have you been to Greece?
Loads. I used to go to Pellegrini Club every summer with my mum, and but then she decided just to go with her new boyfriend this year. But love the Pellegrini Club, Vadalobo. Vadalobo is one of my favorite places, and then Dama Bay again in the summer is a cracking place to go. I still venture down there, and yeah, it can get frisky.
Frisky in what way though? What way can it get frisky?
Spin the bottle. They're still playing that down there.
What, on the beach? How do you play spin the bottle on the beach?
Well, you have to bring the right equipment. What I would say is a hardback book and a good bottle. I would just recommend a Sprite, small Sprite bottle. Trick is to have a little bit of Sprite in the bottle. It adds to the spin.
So you get a good spin on it. I love the equipment that you need for spin the bottle. It's a slightly full Sprite bottle.
Well, actually, Freddie,
adds to the spin.
Freddie, can we organise to send that equipment to Jamie after this?
Yeah, sure.
I can just walk to the shop and go get one. I'll drink half a bottle and just play it.
No, because you won't know the measurements, mate. You won't know the measurements. What I'll do is, Fred, just write that down. Add hardback book, my hardback book. I'll write a little note to Jay in there. Then I'll put the Sprite bottle and then I'll slip in my business card. And then, Jay, we may have to have a little luncheon at the Ned at some point.
Jamie, you obviously excelled on the sports field, for you were awarded a sports scholarship to Radley College, where you turned out to eventually be captain rugby. In an all-boys school, surely that automatically makes you king.
I think this was sad thing, or maybe not sad thing, but maybe the upsetting thing about school is that it's, well, especially my school at Radley, it was very much based around sport. So if you were a good sportsman, you automatically, I suppose, had some sort of status in whatever status that is.
Yeah.
And yeah, Archie, I assume you were up there as well.
You were a big rival, Langers. I went to Cheltenham College. Cheltenham College versus Radley was a big fixture. And I honestly believe that I don't know anyone that I played with in the first 15 who has got a bad life. It's a fact. If you're good at sport at school, you're good at life. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in contact with anyone that didn't play sport at my school.
I played a lot of sport, love sport. But I feel like it was a blessing in disguise for me, because I wanted to try and become a professional rugby player at one point. And I was always getting injured. I was always too small. I was always trying to like keep the weight on, all that kind of stuff. And then when I went on tour in Italy with the sort of first team, I did my ACL and so never played sport again. From that moment on, I didn't play rugby for like another 10 years until I was about 27 years old. But at school, sport was everything. It was everything.
It still is. It still is.
It still is.
I don't know a bad bloke that plays sport in Clapham.
I still hold, Archie, you'll love this one. I still hold the javelin record for under 12s.
Mate.
That's strong. Summerfield.
That's strong. You should put that on your CV right at the bottom. If I was employing you, I saw that, I'd be like, guys, this guy's half decent. Let's get him in.
Jamie, can you tell us about that fateful night when you were 16 years old, where I believe you all went to a party in the countryside and experimented with some co-curricular hallucinogenic materials?
that was my friend. That was my friend Spencer. My friend Spencer went to went to a party, and the party was full of cool kids. And Spencer didn't think he was that cool. And one of the kids offered him some mushrooms. So he decided to take the mushrooms, or it was acid. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was acid, actually. And he ended up having a fight with someone who wasn't there. And then he walked into the field with a girl and started hooking up with the girl. They started having sex. Strong. And our friend Ollie walked over to him and shook and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Leave me alone. I'm hooking up with the girl and there was no one there." And then the next day, he was still having a problem, still hallucinating from whatever he had taken. And he started crying for the whole day because he thought it was going to be like that for the rest of his life. So, yeah.
And now some words from our commercial partner, AC Limited. Investing your money in the future so you don't have to worry.
The This Christmas comes a new board game to bring all family and friends together. From AC Limited, the Spin the Bottle Kit. Complete with a millimeter fraction full version of the Sprite bottle for the perfect spin. A hardback book signed by our CEO, Archie Curtins. And also a business card for you never know when you need to invest with the flow. Coming to you this Christmas from AC Limited. Doing more for you so you can do less for you.
Jamie, you leave Radley as a hero amongst men in the majority of capacities, but for some reason, academically, you end up in MPW. So what happened? Was there a sort of an early expulsion, or did you just not hit the grades?
I love you've done your research.
It's quite creepy. I'm just going to say, Fred.
I like it.
You know about this guy.
I like it.
Pretty creepy.
Thank you, Jamie.
I didn't get the grades I was meant to get. I ended up with BCD in my A-levels. I did no work whatsoever.
Doesn't matter. Parents know anyone in the city? That's what you've got to do. Connections.
Yeah. Just go to the feathers and get LinkedIn.
The girls at MPW have always held a certain mystique amongst them. They are sort of the daughters of oil barons and oligarchs, and they're just always incredibly attractive, and they've been taking drugs for 15 years, even though they are only 15. And like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is
something incredibly attractive about them. I mean, you must have slept with a couple of them, right?
Do you know what? I didn't talk to any of them. And the coolest guy in the school used to turn up in a Lamborghini that was his. He was like 17.
Oh,
I was so out of my league because I was the older kid that turned up late.
Where is this place?
Archie.
I think it's in Kensington.
I rarely venture outside of Clapham, but okay. And I'm writing this down. MPW.
It is next to. It's near Gloucester Road.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, I know. Yeah. Sounds like there's some girls there that could be worth me checking out because the sort of girlfriend wife material, good investments, if you know what I mean.
Jamie, was it always an ambition to go and study drama at Leeds, or did that just happen due to the fact that you got worse grades the second time around after the first?
Do you know what happened was I wanted to go to university. My girlfriend at the time was at Leeds University. So I thought, well, that's where I should go. And I didn't get the grades to get in. My offer was AAB. And obviously I'd ended up with bad grades. So I then went up to Leeds University and spoke to the Department of Theatre and Performance, because I knew that was the sort of only way I was going to get in. And I spoke to them and said, look, guys, I did really badly in my exams, this and this, you know, I was nervous. I do well in exams. And they said, okay, we'll see what we can do. And then when my UCAS thing, came through, it said that I had got into Leeds University. And it was only because I went up to these guys and begged for them to let me in.
Mate, that's smart. Networking. I like it.
How was the adjustment?
Out there, it's sales. That's sales. That's sales 101. He's gone up there. He's connected them face to face, shook the hand, sealed the deal. That's strong. I'm impressed. That's blowing me away.
And can you just take us quickly through how you went from leaving Leeds Uni to becoming a star at Man Chelsea? Obviously, you're the longest. I won't say veteran because that's not a very nice word. But like, you're the longest serving.
It's a great show. I actually really enjoy it. It's what TV should be. I mean, the people on there are great, and it's good to see. I'm a massive fan of it, Jamie. You know, it's a shame because I tried to get made in Clapham off the ground. It just didn't happen.
It didn't work.
No, because it was
surprise. Like, I would think that it would work. I'm sorry that it doesn't. Someone said to me once, "Made in Coventry would work."
No, that's disgusting. I mean, why would anyone want to see Coventry? I don't even know where that is. But you know, Made in Clapham was similar. I just said, look, it's guys with bigger rigs, eat a little bit more, a lot more protein based chat on there. And then the girls are more sort of sporty, and it'll be based around the sort of.
What do you mean sporty? What do you mean the girls are more sporty?
Well, they're more netball girls, hockey girls. I can't go into too much about the netball girls just because there's a sort of lawsuit happening at the moment. Jennifer, I just want to say, you know, look, we could sort this out. We don't have to go through lawyers. But I just think, you know, it would be more sort of guys in the city playing. I had the idea that every episode would involve like at least 10 minutes of me sort of playing touch rugby with the boys. I thought that would sort of be different from Made in Chelsea, but they didn't go for it. And I'm not bitter about it at all, so don't worry.
You are the longest serving cast member of Made in Chelsea now. So how come you've stayed so long, and have there been times when you've nearly quit? If so, when? And also, surely you have some sort of, you know, now you're part of the furniture. Do you have any sort of creative input with the producers?
Do you know what? I have no creative input whatsoever. But the reason why I kind of stayed on doing it for so long was because I think persistency is key. I think that the people who kind of quit things early are the ones who probably aren't that prepared to go the distance. So I kind of stayed doing it just because I always just wanted to be in entertainment. And I think also it's particularly hard for guys who, you know, go into entertainment. And, you know, I had the idea of wanting to be a presenter and all these different things. And so in order to do that, I kind of had to stay on Made in Chelsea because I thought that was the ticket in order to achieve that. So I kind of stayed on for as long as I could, hoping that I would get that big presenting job that never came.
Do you think there's room? Do you think there's room for like a guy from Clapham to come on? Just like
I'm surprised, Archie, they haven't called you up already. I'm surprised they haven't done it. They're missing a trick.
Me too, because I always thought that I'd be like, they'd capture me. I'd be in my university rugby shorts, flip-flops, hoodie, just sipping on a protein shake, coming around a corner. And then bump into one of the beautiful yachts, and just give them some seriously good, you know, chirps, and imagine that would it. Producer would be like, get this guy. This guy is so money. Get him on. But I always thought I could be a replacement for Spenny Matthews. You got sort of similar look.
Jamie, do you ever question how some of the new characters especially have got through the casting net? I mean, not naming any names, but the Sams, Sam Holmes, Sam Cousins, etc. And, you know, being a critique of your own work, surely you're appalled that they let some of these people through, because it just kind of lessens the show and makes you look kind of slightly ridiculous when you're obviously not. You're a genius.
I have no choice over the casting. So, hey, listen, I think... there's a sort of casting process that goes on, and it's always going to be friends of friends and different people like that. But you know, everyone plays a part, whoever they are. And they always kind of are friends of friends. It's not sort of a process where it's like an audition process. So, I think everyone who's joined the show is, you know, they're all part of the team. So
Langers, like, you know, your dishwasher's open.
Yeah, I know it's open.
Okay, yeah, just checking. Oh, by the way, sweet Nutribullet in the back. I like that.
Well, what are thanks, you, buddy. That's
what
my
are you
girlfriend.
Making? What are you making with those? What are you making?
I think my girlfriend made some soup.
Okay. Highly recommend, if you want a good shake in the morning, kale, spinach, boiled chicken, and egg whites with a dash of honey and a bit of ginger. Mix that up, buddy. Really good.
Is that good? Okay, I'm going to...
Yeah.
Can you they send
that
to me?
The So Money Shake.
Send that in the ingredients, the same as the Sprite bottle.
Yeah, I'll put that in the box.
I'll put that in the box.
Yeah. Jamie, I honestly think you and your girlfriend will have a whale of time with that Sprite bottle. Honestly.
Going back to rugby, you represented England at the Twickenham Stoop alongside our head coach of the Clapham Falcons and Tom May versus the rest of the world, where you suffered 3 cracked ribs thanks to Exel Brad Thorne, an incredible tackle you can watch on YouTube. Why did you decide to come back out of retirement to play, and what was the whole week like training alongside some of those rugby and sort of even celeb legends?
It was one of the best experiences I've ever done. I mean, those guys were my heroes growing up. So playing alongside them was incredible. And also, you know, it was meant to be like this sort of fun game, but actually it turned into a really competitive rugby match with ex-professionals and professionals. Mm. So it was pretty full on. Yeah, I got tackled by Brad Thorne, who's 6'10" and, you know, 19 stone. And I was 11 stone and 5'8" on a good day. He tackled me and broke 3 of my ribs. Jesus. But it was an amazing experience. I would never take it back. It was incredible.
That's rugby. That you've just summed up what the beauty of rugby is.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about us, Jamie, but you know, we're quite big in the rugby world. We're sort of number one rugby podcast. And this Christmas, we're releasing a rugby song, hopefully to get Christmas number one. It's a lot of fun. Do you think you'd be keen to get on that and maybe sing a verse just for the chat?
Hey, listen, Archie, if you want me there, I'm there 100%. I'll do it without a doubt.
Freddie, write that down.
I'll be there.
Jamie, we're going to move on to the business section, which is newly sponsored by Suns, which we will delve into very shortly. But firstly, we must talk about Candy Kittens. It's been an incredible success story since its launch and is now the fastest growing confectionery company in the UK. It deals at Waitrose, Sainsbury's, Asda nationwide. It's quite a brave move to try and take on the confectionery giants, especially in a time where everyone's trying to eat healthy, but I know you've got your vegan, gluten-free thing going on. But what led you to do it, and how involved in the business are you?
Well, I think any taking on any sort of giants is quite tricky. And the reason why it's tricky is because it's the margins that you have to face. And anyone who's in like FMCG or selling any sort of product-based you know, has a product-based business such as like food and things like that. That's what's tricky, is that the margins are so tight. The reason why I wanted to do it is because I just always loved sweets. As a kid, my brother used to tell me stories of Jamie and Sweet World to help me fall asleep at night because I was scared of the dark. And from that moment on, I just had this fascination that I want to have a Sweet World. And so when I first started Gannikins and Archie, like this, I wanted to make it a mix between Willy Wonka and Hugh Hefner. That was the idea behind it. But that was a terrible idea. So I just set up Candy Kittens. And yeah, we do. We sell packets of sweets. We sell it around the UK. We're fastest selling sweet company in the UK. And they're delicious. And if you eat them, they make you incredibly happy.
So Jay, talking business, Archie runs AC Limited, which is an investment and invention vehicle for his ideas. Recently, since 2020, sort of, you know, resumed, as it were, we've had the Chassis Stripper, which is a laxative-based drink to help weight loss, which really is not product. Legally cleared by the FDA yet in the country.
Selling very well there, mate.
We've got C.H.A.T, which is a six-week sort of online chat development app. We've got the 48-hour Viagra. We've got voice conversion, which converts commoners or state school-educated people's voices into the Queen's English for phone interviews. And then also the isolation pill, a rugby ball which turns into a flashlight during isolation for those rugby guys who were missing out on sex. So as an incredibly successful businessman yourself, which of these sounds the most sort of attractive as an investment?
I like the fleshlight one. I think the fleshlight one.
Isolation pill.
I use it the whole time. It's really comfortable. Very snug. It's very snug. It's very much like, I sort of describe it as the early day. It sort of gives you that vibe of having sex in the early days. It's comfortable. There's not much you can do. It's sort of one way you can use it.
Okay, got
so
it.
So sort of Pellegrini Club when you're 17. Is that what you're trying to say, Arch?
No, I'd had sex before 17.
Eddie?
I think like 14. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, talking about an incredibly exciting...
It's my mum's friend.
And successful business. You make it no secret that you've had some...
Hi, Mr. Stevenson.
You've had some work done on your barn at Jay, and now once more possess a delightful lid. So what better time to mention our new partner for the business section, Sons, which is a men's health brand that's helping guys with one of the key health issues they don't often talk about, how to keep their hair. They do this by offering free online consultations with GPs, provide a range of licensed and medically proven products preventing and treating hair loss, and results can be seen from 3 months. So, go to sons.co.uk. We'll talk about that in a second. But firstly, Archie, can you tell us, you know, how important it is in your view at any age to ensure you have a strong lid, and especially when all hope is not lost about regaining it, and then Jamie the same?
Yeah, for me, I think having a great lid, I mean, I'm bringing back the gap here at the moment. You know, I'm growing it long. And it is doing well in business. You want to slick it back. I look like Patrick Bateman. Strong lid, it says a lot about you. And, there's a few guys at CrossFit who are losing it. I mean, one guy's got a quiff, but it's sort of halfway around his head. It almost looks like a wave coming over. And I gave him my Sons, and he's reaping the benefits. Strong lid, it gives you everything. It gives you the power to go into business meetings. I rate it. I mean, luckily, I'll never need it. I've got a fantastic lid. Once you've got your lid sorted, get your rig sorted, and then you get your chat, and then you earn your coin.
I think, so I'm an investor in Sons. I think, so it's, as you said, right, it's a men's health brand focusing on hair loss at the moment, but it's going to go into other things. And 67% of men actually lose some sort of hair at some point in their lives. And what's amazing about Sons is that it's a prevention. What it does is it stops those worries and the concerns that a lot of males have. You know, as I said, I'm very open and honest about my experience with my hair. I receded with my hair, and I went down the route of having a hair transplant at the front of my head, which was an intense process. I didn't think it was going to be that intense. It was so intense. And it took ages to heal. It may not have worked. All these things, it's expensive. And if I'd known about Sons before this, I would have used it. So the great thing about Sons is that it works. It's incredible. It's not obvious. It's a subscription-based model that arrives at your door every single month. And it looks great. It feels great. It kind of works perfectly well. And I'm super happy that I'm one of the investors at the moment. And the business is doing great. And it's helping a lot of people around the UK, growing their hair back.
Well, guys, if you want results in less than 3 months, go and take the consultation online. It's completely free, and you can do it in less than 2 minutes. Why the fuck wouldn't you? I mean, come on, strong coin, strong shares, strong rig, strong lid. So go to sons.co.uk and use the code RIGBIZ20 to get £20 off your first order. I believe Sons...
There's probably quite a lot of guys who need it, who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, just go out.
A lot
free.
Of guys who would pretty shit chat listen to this to try and improve their banter. And, you know, I'd imagine some of those guys are sort of thinning on top. You know, those kind of guys who sit by their laptop all day in a dark room. So,
exactly.
Guys, please use it. Please use
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Jamie, yeah, you've been absolutely superb.
You absolutely
thanks,
but
guys.
Just to finish off, of course, last year you were meant to be on Strictly, but sadly suffered an injury. But how wonderfully, you know, intrigued and excited are you now for this sort of upcoming series? Surely that's going to catapult you into superstardom. You've always claimed and, you know, craved fame, and it's now, well, it's been there for many a year, but now it's about to go into superdrive mode. So, you know, how excited are you, and have you had your first practice session? I mean, it's starting when this comes out in a couple of days.
Yeah, I haven't started yet. Training starts pretty soon. I'm really excited. I just can't wait to get into it. It's honestly just the most incredible experience. And I only did it last year and I hurt my foot in the very first dance. So hopefully this year I don't do that. And I just can't wait to get going. It's going to be
mate,
incredible.
I'm rooting for you. I'm
thanks, Arch. I appreciate it, buddy.
You know, I'll be putting it out to my followers and getting clapping right behind you.
Jamie, last one. Finally, about seven years ago, you said your four most desirable assets to have, or what you crave, are to be able to send your kids to private school, enjoy constant ski holidays, and have houses both in the country and London. All these
that's
years
really
later,
creepy,
is that still the same, or is there anything you'd like to add to the list?
Did I say that?
You did, it was the Times.
Oh my God.
Big interview at the time, I suppose.
Huge interview. Listen, I just think for me, being happy and being surrounding yourself with good buddies and things like that, that's all you kind of need. Love and friendship and family, that's all I care about.
And a lot of money, trust me. In my world, you need to have money to survive. You can have love and happiness, but you're not going to pay for you going skiing or bad lobo. Let's face it.
Yeah. Okay,
Jamie, thank
thanks
you so much for coming
mate.
On, mate.
Buddy,
yeah,
cheers, cracking.
Cheers, thanks Jamie. So much, team.
Good luck on Strictly, mate. Have
bye,
fun
guys.
Tonight. Cheers, Jay.
Thanks, guys.
Best of luck.
See you later.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Boo! I absolutely foxtrot that chat. That was magnificent. What a good bloke.
You were looking wonderful on the
for a guy with a skinny chass, he actually had some fairly good banter.
Well, mate, he gave us quite a lot of exclusives and he was incredibly exciting and incredibly
to be fair,
engaging.
Radley is a decent school, so you'd imagine he would have some pretty good pitter-patter. Yeah, really enjoyed that. That's another guy I've got as a friend who's got a blue tick.
Right, okay. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. Are you still going to go forth and try and pitch? Because I remember you mentioned to me before that you were going to try and get him to make some protein sweets for Candy Kittens.
Yeah, yeah. That's something I'm going to put in the box that we're going to send him.
With the spin bottle kit.
A few business ideas, because I do think, you know, if you had protein in your sweets, it'd be a win-win. A win, you know, flavor-wise, but for your chassis, it'd be incredible. But yeah, great guy. Loved his chat, and you know that's gonna catapult this podcast into the stratosphere.
Maybe he can talk to the producers and finally get Maiden Clapham back on the map.
Or you never know, mate. 2021, I might be doing Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, God, that would be a crazy turn.
But I'd have to say, guys, I'm not wearing trousers, only shorts.
Obviously, as we mentioned, the business.
Don't even mind wearing Leica shorts.
Really?
Yeah, don't mind. It'd actually be quite cool if they like dressed me up in like Leica. Like a tight England rugby shirt, probably not the Umbro one, and then some Lycra shorts, and then like rugby socks. And I actually did the dance in studs. And I can just see the headline now. People would be like, that guy was born to dance.
Well, I'm not sure that's going to happen, Archie, but we can all dream.
Could do.
Well,
anything
yeah.
is possible, mate, if you set your mind to it.
Let's not hang our hopes on it. We obviously did mention the business section in that little bit of the podcast with Jamie because he's an investor in Suns.
Next week, people are going to share their ideas, right? And we're the best one we're going to make, AC Limited.
So, guys, don't forget to write in your ideas for new AC Limited products. The best couple will be picked to come and pitch onto the podcast next week, live with Mr. Archie Curzons himself, your products in... It's your Dragon's Den, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Fred, can I just take a moment to address the listeners?
Of course.
Okay, sorry. Just, I've got a little bone to pick with them.
Go for it.
Guys, you're having bloody good fun listening to this banter, okay? And I just want to say, there's another sponsor you heard there, Suns. They help you out with your lid. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there listening to this podcast who have got shameful, shameful lids. Go on Suns and use the code RIGBIZ20, you get £20 off, and go sort your lid out. Now, just go and do it, okay? Because if we don't, they're not going to come back, Fred. Just remember, strong lid, strong chass, great chat, more coin. Say it with me. Strong lid, strong chass, great chat, more coin.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of
well
the Rig Biz
well
Podcast.
Played. Sorry, I got a bit angry with you there, but you know, guys, you've got to put your finger out sometimes. You know, you can now probably imagine what it's like working with me.
We're talking about pulling your finger out.
It's all about the money.
I hope you're all readying your fingers to download our Christmas number one, which will be coming out next month
coming,
for
baby.
Pre-order.
It's coming, baby.
And we're going to try and get the Christmas number one to raise money for Restart Rugby. Let's not forget about that. In the meantime,
in the Greenwich meantime.
But yeah, in the meantime, we've got Chloe Madeley, Mrs. Fridge.
Mrs. Fridge is our next guest. And the one I say that got away.
Well, yeah, you guys had a bit of flirting before she even met Askell, didn't
you? She's a gorgeous gal. Yeah. She's a magnificent chica.
She's kind of everything you want, business,
chat, fitness. Yeah. She's great. And to be fair, I'm happy for the Fridge. I am really happy for him. But yeah, can't wait to get her on. Next week is going to be pants.
Well, guys, don't forget in the meantime to please share, subscribe, comment. I mean, we want more
comments.
You quite
like that chat, the Greenwich meantime.
It's not your... It's fine.
Some guy in my office always says in the meantime, and I say in the Greenwich meantime, and he every time I say it, you can just see it in his face. He absolutely loves it.
Well, Arch,
he's giving me the look you're giving me.
Yeah, it's not a good one. Can you ask the listeners to please start commenting again on the pod?
Okay, guys, I feel like I'm picking a lot of bones here today, but yeah, get on that podcast and write some bloody good banter, okay? Yeah. You know, C.H.A.T is great. Just write some, you know, just write some decent pitter-patter.
Be original. Yeah. Just give us something to laugh at when we read through them. They have been fantastic so far, but we need more. So, guys, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, share it with your friends. You've been wonderful. Get ready for that pre-order. And don't forget that Beaufort and Blake and Sons are waiting. They're practically giving you stuff away for free to make you an even more charming version of yourself. So, guys, please get on there and treat yourselves this autumn when things aren't looking that positive. You can treat yourselves with those things.
Until next week.
We'll see you then.
Onside. Onside. Chat.